views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. And it is my pleasure today to bring a very special guest. We are having a little bit different show today because we have Dr. Eric Pearl on the show. Dr. Eric Pearl has been featured in top media, including the Dr. Oz Show, the New York Times, and CNN. He has presented at leading venues, including the United Nations and Madison Square Garden. His internationally best-selling book, The Reconnection, Heal Yourself, Heal Others, Heal Yourself, has been endorsed by Deepak Chopra and the late Wayne Dyer, MD. The Quantum Leap into Life Progress. This is such beautiful work. Dr. Eric Pearl, are you there?
I hope so.
It's such a pleasure to have you on the show. You are talking about the reconnective healing principle, and I just want to let the listeners know that you can call in 1-800-930-2819, and you can have a chance to talk to Dr. Eric Pearl about any healing questions that you have. And I would just like to give you the floor, Dr. Pearl, and just say what a pleasure it is to have you here and what you would like to share with us.
Well, I'd like to know who everyone is and share an understanding with who we're all here for. You know, reconnective healing is, well, something that allows us to reconnect, to recognize that we are all one, to bring new levels of not just physical healing, not just healings that are mental and emotional and spiritual and physical, regaining the use of an arm or a leg or a vision or a hearing or liver or a kidney, but really to journey onto our life progress. And by individually journeying onto our life progress, what we're doing is we're contributing to the overall evolution of humanity as such. Reconnective healing was a very interesting thing that came about. It wasn't anything I had anticipated or expected. I really had practiced as a chiropractor. And somewhere in my 12th year of practice, a few strange things happened. A lamp next to my bed turned itself on and woke me up. I felt as if people were in my house. I got up and went looking. I couldn't find anyone. I went into my office on that Monday, and patients started experiencing healings, which first I recognized only in the obvious form, the physical. Then I saw how it was affecting their lives. And today we teach reconnective healing around the globe. The book that you mentioned, The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself, is now an international bestseller in its 40th language already. And we've trained close to 100,000 people in doing reconnective healing. We teach it in several ways. We teach it so that you can just become familiar with the frequencies, bring it into your life. And in bringing it into your life on a daily basis, find that we each and every one of us function at a higher level, but we also then teach you how to use it for self-healing, for the healing of others, for our evolution. We teach you how to do self distance healing. We teach you how to function. We teach you how to function over distance holographically and how to develop your own practices if you like that. As a matter of fact, we're coming to Montreal September 22nd through the 24th. Although it'll be translated into French, I will be speaking in English.
Oh, that's wonderful. You're also going to be at the New Earth Expo here in Alberta, Canada. And I was just going to share the dates for that in Calgary, Alberta, September 29th to October 1st, 2017. And that will be at Stampede Park at the Big Four building, Hall B. And that is in Calgary, Alberta. That is the New Earth Expo, which is your complete body, mind, spirit connection. And it brings you the very best of eco-friendly, holistic, alternative medicine and spiritual lifestyles. And everybody's excited that you're coming all the way to Calgary, Alberta also. So that will be something that if you're in the area, you definitely want to catch. And so, Dr. Pearl, in your experience, because I was looking out, you know, I love what you say, choose love, not fear. Can you just, it's just so simple. tell us about that.
Well, it's simple in its concept. And it's a challenge because in the healing world, we are sort of taught the opposite, but the words we're taught the opposite through are choose love, not fear. And so what happens is we are spoon-fed fear disguised as love. What happened with me was these healings started, as I said, and I didn't expect it. I went home on a Thursday thinking I was a doctor of chiropractic. I came in on a Monday and I was something else. Now my parents told me that I was something else, but this was probably not what they were thinking. And as these healings are happening, I'm holding my hands near patients. You know, they're having involuntary movements. Their eyes are jumping back and forth. Their fingers and their arms and their legs are moving involuntarily. They're seeing colors they'd never seen. They're smelling flowers they'd never smelled. And that's when they started demonstrating healings, real healings, getting up out of wheelchairs, vision and hearing returning. Kids with cerebral palsy and epilepsy were suddenly able to walk and run and play and not have seizures and not need their medications any longer. Their parents would call, their doctors would call and ask what I had done. I said, I didn't do anything. And don't tell anybody. And of course, the more I said that, the more everyone started coming in saying, I'll have to, what she had. And pretty soon, people started asking me to teach this. And
that's so beautiful. We have to go for a quick break. And I'd like to finish this after. It's such an amazing, beautiful thing to have people just spontaneously heal themselves. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Dr. Eric Pearl. When we return, we will take more calls. We already have a caller calling in here, 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuoS.com.
1230 WBLQ.
We are back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Dr. Eric Pearl. And Dr. Pearl, we were just talking about the beautiful healings that were happening and how that felt for you. And we do have callers here. Did you want to finish up that thought because we went to break?
You know, we can always come back to that. Remember what we were talking about was fear versus love.
Mm-hmm. And this is, we do have callers here, calling in. So I think I'll take the first caller here. Sure. We have Delaine from Rob, Alberta, Canada. Are you there, Delaine?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Do you have a question for Dr. Pearl?
Well, I had actually called you about a year ago. My son David was in an accident and had a broken neck. You actually helped me with a little bit of karma and going through past lives and so on and how to strengthen him for what he was going through. And he is mobile. He has mobility, but he also has pain. Things have been improving. He's getting better. And now I'm calling for myself. Since David's accident, my husband has passed away. And so I'm still wanting to sell my house, to relocate. I just feel like I've been in limbo for the last year and a half. And I guess I just need some strength, strengthening myself, strengthening my house, just for the move and what my potential is for the rest of my days, the rest of my going on now.
Okay, what we're going to do is Dr. Pearl is talking about love over fear, and that's coming in really strongly here. In general, Dr. Pearl, when people are experiencing a lot of life change like this, and they've had things happen. What would you recommend, or what, you know, how would you deal with that?
I find that everything we go through is transitional. It's temporary. It's a life phase that we're in. And when we're able to view something as a phase, we can see our way out of it. It's the difference between looking at the darkness in the tunnel, looking for the light, or just knowing that a light is coming if we continue moving one foot after the next. And, you know, as they say, we're always fine in the present. It's the future that we worry about. And that seems to be a little bit of what's going on right now. We're focused right on how will I get through this? And how and why are very interesting questions, because we never really quite know how or why. We determine how we think it should, but often if we let go, we find that the universe, the intelligence and the perfection of the universe, orchestrates for us at its highest level without us having come up with any idea even similar to the way the universe orchestrates it. I don't know if that helps any.
Oh, I feel that. What about you, Delaine?
Well, I have been, you know, sort of looking forward, you know, like downsizing my belongings. I've given a lot of stuff away. I've helped my son complete his garage so he can empty my garage and, you know, kind of get ready for the move. But it just seems to be not happening yet.
Well, this is what was so beautiful about what Eric was saying, is that looking at this transitional phase, because you've been through a major transition, several here, that, you know, taking one step, like consistent steps towards your where you want to take this. And I love what you said, Eric, about her or the people's ability to recognize that this is just a phase. What, in your opinion, is what causes people to have so much fear around change?
Well, fear is really an interesting concept, because fear is an interpretation of something. And first, I just want to go back and say, let's use the garage analogy of clearing it out. If you look at the All whole right. garage that needs to be cleared out, we often find ourselves in overwhelm. But if we pick up one item at a time and keep moving it, eventually we find that the garage has been cleared. And if we recognize that, that is like continuing to walk through the tunnel. Even if the tunnel is so long, so deep that we don't see the light, we know that a light will be there. But coming back to what you were saying, tell me how you phrase that again, Colette, the question.
Oh, I was just saying that a lot of times people experience change in their life, and we seem to notice the change that is like what people would perceive as negative more than the change that towards the positive, because her son is feeling better. She's made a major transition with, you know, her husband passing, and now she's moving towards the future. And what you said about the light at the end of the tunnel and just taking one step and moving one thing at a time. What is the why is it that when people have a lot of change in their life, why does it create so much fear for us?
Well, the unknown is something, you know, how people say, talk about fear of the unknown. Fear is a choice of an interpretation. It's even an interesting word. Have you heard the expression God-fearing?
Yes, I was raised Roman Catholic.
Okay, and, you know, and it's not just Roman Catholic. God-fearing is an English translation of the Bible, and it's a very interesting choice for translation, because I never thought that fear is something that a true God would desire. But we often come up with fear in our unknown, and it's an interesting feeling. But it's an interpretation of a feeling, and it's an interpretation of the word. The original word for fear in the Bible, the Hebrew word that they used, was nora, which means terrible, or could be fear-based at its lowest level. But the same word in its highest interpretation means awe or wonder. And I am often wondering why the people who translated that chose to translate it at its lowest meaning, fear, instead of talking about being in awe of God as opposed to in fear of God. And when we have the unknown, we often revert on autopilot to fear, you know, what if. But if we could recognize that it's simply the unknown, there's nothing in front of us to be afraid of, we could revert instead of awe and wonder, wow, an amazing opportunity. I wonder how this is going to look like, how it will be flowing forward. We find that the exact same situation allows us an entirely different mindset and interpretation.
I love that because I didn't know that, but I have had in ayahuasca ceremony, I was told very clearly that the sound of awe, the vowel A and spoken in that way, that is actually awe for God, like amen. You know, and that is so, I've never heard anyone express it quite like that. And that is really beautiful, that, you know, this is interpretation and perception. And so I just wanted to ask you, Delaine, when you get in touch with that now, how are you feeling?
Well, actually, when Dr. Pearl was speaking, I was thinking, you know, exactly, we were married for 47 years, and I kind of knew the path we were on, and then all of a sudden, in a day, the path changed, and I don't know what the path is now. That's my biggest struggle, is now I don't know what I'm supposed to do, what direction, you know, and it seems that I think that I'm just in limbo until I sell the house and relocate, and then I can plan the rest of my path. But I also
I understand that. So if we look at it from the situation that you already are in the process of doing that, because you are,
yes,
really moving, you know, you've started to empty the garage, etc. And as Dr. Pearl was saying, these, we don't really need to know. We could allow it to be possibilities, you know, that, and most challenges are actually possibilities in disguise if we allow it to be so. So we just want to really strengthen you to that you don't have to know right now. Dr. Pearl, would you have any other advice for her? As we need to go to a break here in a minute here. So I was just going to see if you have anything else you would like to share with her.
Well, you know, there are a couple things. How long do we have before break?
We only have a minute, but we can keep Delaine on the call and on over the break. And then, yeah, and then we'll talk about that. In the meantime, I would just ask you if you would just share, what is the best way for people to get in touch with you?
Well, they can go to our website, which is reconnectivehealing.com. You actually have two websites. There's, if you see the old one, it's thereconnection.com, or the new one is reconnectivehealing.com. They take you to the same place. We've just changed it for clarity.
Okay.
And that tells you where we're going to be. It also tells you how to find practitioners in your area in case, Delaine, you choose that you want to work with a reconnective healing practitioner to help you a little bit in coming back into a better state of balance while you go through this transition.
Awesome. Right. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back after this short break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
I'm Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and at T-A-I-L-S, talesfromthevector.com. I have a very special guest on the show today, Dr. Eric Pearl. And as I was just talking to Dr. Pearl on the break, I just wanted to say that today is the 14 years ago that my dad, exactly to the day that he made his transition, and just how very happy I am to share this information on this day with such beautiful work from you, Dr. Pearl. Getting back to Delaine, you had some more. You said there was three principles that you wanted to talk to her about.
What I wanted to talk about is that one, awe versus fear. I wanted to relate where that came from. And I wanted to relate where that came from and tell you that in my own experience, similar to hers, when these healings first started, you know, that I told you about, I had to make a choice as to my movement with it. I knew that I was standing in front of something that I had not seen before. It was something I was not at all familiar with on one hand. And on the other hand, if I allowed myself, I could be more something I could be more familiar with than anything ever in my life. And I had a choice to respond coming from fear and walk away from it. Or my other option, which I'm so thrilled that I took, was I chose to walk into the unknown with awe and wonder. And this is how pretty much everything progressed to where I am today. I had not the answers. I gave up my very, very successful chiropractic practice to teach this work, and it came with no guarantees that anyone would ever want to learn it or listen to it. But what I followed was my instinct. What I followed was not my intuition, if you listen to this, but it was my instinct. And this is really interesting because, you see, we tend to think of intuition as the thing to follow, and we often confuse it with instinct. But instinct is something that knows everything fully in a moment. If you can picture or imagine a continuum where you place on one end instinct, the other end is our thoughts, our judgments, our opinions, our ego. In the middle somewhere falls intuition. In other words, intuition is our instinct when we start to cloud it with thought and judgment and ego. Imagine for a moment that you're walking through a jungle. Imagine for a moment you're walking through a jungle and it's late at night and suddenly you see a movement and you recognize that a tiger has just leapt out at you from a tree. You can see its claws, you can see its teeth, you can see its eyes. And you know that you're about to become tiger food. Which do you want to save you? Your instinct or your intuition? Well, by the time you go through the whole intuition process, you're probably eaten by the tiger. The instinct immediately knows everything and frees you. The intuition is judgment, is fear. It immobilizes oftentimes as we analyze, or as they say, overanalyze the situation. So I think a lot of what's going on is we're thinking and evaluating too much in some situations. Our minds interfere. Our brains access all the information from the field and give us our instinct. But our minds, the more we think about it, the more we interfere.
Lovely. That's exactly, that's beautifully said. Delaine, how are you feeling?
Yeah, actually, I can relate to that. I do tend to overthink things sometimes.
I want to thank you so much for calling in. We have another caller from France that's been patiently waiting here. So is there anything else, Dr. Pearl, that you have for Delaine before?
I just really want to tell you that this is a lot of what we teach. We teach how to go into that more conscious state without fear, without judgment, without ego. As a matter of fact, we just created something where we took the level one that we teach of reconnective healing and put it online. So, Delaney, this is available for you. If you go to the website we talked about, the reconnection.com or reconnectivehealing.com, you'll find something there called the online level one, which you can access if you want. You can download it, or you can get it anywhere that you've got internet. It's not exactly download. I think it's streaming. And you can have it available for you at your own pace. You know, you can stream it and just listen. It's really 8 hours of learning, of teaching, where we teach you exercises, philosophy, science, concepts, and how to bring these frequencies and this new consciousness into your own life on a daily basis. So it might be a big help for you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling in, Delaine. We would like to take the next caller, Marie from France. Are you there, Marie?
Hi, Colette and Eric.
Hi. Hi. How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
What can we do for you?
Questions of bones, things that seem nearly impossible to fix, but maybe you can, or that I could find some solution. So in my right heel, underneath my right foot, there's a piece of bone that that sticks out, that I actually didn't know about till I had x-rays from broken toes last year. And since then, it bothers me. So maybe it's psychological, or maybe I had just felt pain and hadn't connected it to that. So what can I do? And then the second thing, as you know, I've actually cut, is in my lower back of spondylosis between L2 and L5, missing pieces, either from birth or from a falling accident as a teenager.
So the question basically is, Dr. Pearl, like if in general, what would you suggest for people that, you know, this is a perfect person to ask. He knows a lot about bones. what would you suggest here?
Well, I can't really make suggestions as what to do with the situation because I can't be giving you anything that sounds as if it might be misconstrued as medical advice. I strongly would suggest, and we've got reconnective healing practitioners in Paris, I strongly would suggest that you speak with a reconnective healing practitioner and have them work with you. Or if you want to start to work at the very beginning from yourself, you might want to look at the book or the level one and find answers in here. But tell me what kind of an answer you're looking for from me, and let me see how close to it I can get.
Oh, well, no, I'm open. I understand it's not medical advice, and I had been to one of your seminars when you were in Paris, actually. I don't know. It's just kind of wanting to see if there's any of the different, what advice you might have later on. But I'll have a look
at
your
anything that goes on in a situation such as this always deserves full medical attention just to make sure that you've ruled everything out. And reconnective healing never tells you
I have done
not to do that.
Yes, absolutely. And this is what's so beautiful about this type of work is that, the medical community is, they're there for people. And also, energetically, what's coming up is, noticing a bone in your foot that you didn't have before. It's kind of like that fear of the unknown again.
And let's pay attention to this also. All of these things are symptoms. All of these things are symptoms. And they're not the problem itself. There's an indicator that there's a problem. And the actual problem is an imbalance somewhere in the system. There's an imbalance somewhere in the system. And that's what reconnective healing does. It doesn't address the symptom. It doesn't do anything differently if you've got a problem with a bone in your foot than if you have a problem with the skin on your head, than if you have a problem with something in your brain or your finger. It just really allows us to return to an overall optimal state of balance and wholeness. And in doing that, then it allows our bodies to take care of the situation to the greatest degree that it possibly can.
Thank you, Dr. Right. Pearl, and thank you, Marie, for calling in. We have another break to go to. You can we'll be back after this short break, and we will talk a little bit more and wrap this up. Thank you for calling, Marie, and we'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation meditation and the practice at the Foundations Retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature, or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness meditation retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
1230 WBLQ. We're back on The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan and Dr. Eric Pearl. And I just wanted to mention one more time, if you want to have the most amazing experience and experience Dr. Pearl live, you can. He will be in Montreal September 22nd to 24th, and he will be teaching in person live his Advanced Level 2 program, and he will also be in Calgary, Alberta, September 29th to October 1st, and that will be at Stampede Park, Big Four Building, Hall B, in Calgary, Alberta. And so if you are in either of those areas, definitely take this in. It's an opportunity that you will really, really be happy that you've been exposed to. So Dr. Pearl, we just have like a little bit of time left, and I just wanted to give you the opportunity to share what you would like to share here.
Well, first of all, I want you to know that you can learn to access the reconnective healing frequencies in several different ways. The easiest, if you want to just dip your toes in the water, would be to look at the book, The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself. If you really want to start to bring this consciousness and these, what science calls the reconnective healing frequencies, this new, more comprehensive spectrum of healing frequencies into your life, then you probably really want to download the online level one, or to stream the online level one version of reconnective healing, because it allows you to bring these frequencies into your everyday life and bring you a great level of balance and happiness with it. If you want to learn how to do self-healing, if you want to learn how to facilitate healing and evolution in your own life and for others as well, then what you probably want to do is attend the live and in-person level two. And as you mentioned, we'll be giving live in-person level two in Montreal, September 22nd through the 24th. Now, what I'd love to do is bring us through a little bit of an understanding. Balance and coherence is what we're looking for in life. With reconnective healing, we don't have to go through steps or stages or mind training. We want to step into the consciousness and the understanding that we are full and worthy of everything together. And once we allow ourselves to access this, we can find the innate grace of the reconnective healing frequencies. And in reverse, once we allow ourselves to interact with the reconnective healing frequencies, then we also can find and discover that we've accessed our own worthiness. Did you know, by the way, that today is okay, well, you know, actually, let's step into this. We are always observing, noticing, witnessing, and why don't I say listening? I would love us to understand that listening is not just about sound, but listening is about awareness. So let's go through, if it's all right with you, a little bit of an exercise. Can we try that?
I would love that.
Okay. So for every one of us, wherever you are, unless you're driving a car and this is distracting, don't do anything distracting while you're driving. But for everyone else, tune into a sound in the room. Any sound in the room. Could be your air conditioning unit. Could be something vibrating. It could be something you hear out through the window. Tune into a sound and listen to it for a moment. Take the next 6 seconds and listen. Good. Now, I want us to try something else. I want us to find that sound again if we can. But this time, we're going to listen for something different. And I'm going to tell you how we're going to listen to it. We're going to listen for texture, characteristics, different qualities, and layers of sound, depth of sound. Does it sound choppy? Does it sound digital? Does it sound smooth? Does it feel analog? Listen to multiple characteristics to the sound for the next 6 seconds. And when I say freeze, I want you to freeze the position that your bodies are in, that your body is in, and I want you to freeze the position that your eyes are gazing off into. Okay, so 6 seconds, listen to sound for texture and all characteristics to it. Now freeze. Notice, for many of us, that there is, that we find our head in a certain position. Notice for many of us that we find our eyes gazing off into a certain position. Were you able to find that? Were you still, or were you able to find that your head was tilted or that your eyes had moved in one direction or another?
Personally, for myself, what I was listening to is my cat snoring. Her name is Pearl, so I think she wanted to be known that there's another Pearl here. Yes, and I was gazing off towards the left. My body, I would say, sitting straight upright in my chair and feeling very calm to listen to that sound coming from her.
Was your head straight, or did you find that your head had tilted itself?
It tilted.
Right. So this is the structure of our bodies shifting to allow us greater access to our awareness. We've gone from the obvious, or what we call passive listening, where every little sound becomes crystal clear to us, even annoying at times, into an active listening, which allows us to become more aware of character and quality. Now, I want to shift one last thing. And first, I'm going to read a Tesla quote. Every living being is an engine geared to the wheel work of the universe. In other words, it's never about any one physical or mental or emotional issue. This is Nikola Tesla speaking. Now, this last thing I want us to do is sit where we are. And this time, instead of starting to listen, I want you to tilt your head one way or another.
And I Dr. Pearl, we're running out. We only have a minute left, so.
So tilt your head one way or another. Angle mm-hmm. your eyes one way or another. And now listen to that sound again, just for 6 seconds. And explore that after the show is over and see if you're able to access more of that awareness, more of that consciousness. Because as we access more of our consciousness, we understand much more. Today is the birthday to Nikola Tesla, what? Or it may not be, but we are so appreciative of Tesla's amazing contributions to the mystery of the universal energy.
Tesla's my hero.
Really?
I didn't know it was his birthday. But Dr. Pearl, that's awesome. I love it. we've run out of time. It was just such a pleasure having you on the show. I want to thank you and thank Gail Stamp at the New Earth Expo, and to all the audience and those of you who are listening later. Thank you so much, Dr. Pearl. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.